Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Yeah, my name is Don Kettles, and I'm the owner of Top Deck Products here in Lansing, Michigan.
How you doing,
and
Don?
I have your letter. I have your letter here in front of me. It's got a reservation code if you need that.
Yeah, hold on.
I just want to.
I'm sorry. Please go ahead.
And so anyway, I'm basically give you some background on us. We actually manufacture products out of plants.
Okay.
And so we have our biggest product that we're best known for a product called Gunzilla. Gunzilla is a weapons, what they call it, a cleaner, lubricant, and protectant for guns.
Uh-huh.
But we sell it to all the federal agencies, all the federal training facilities. We even sell the Secret Service for the president. Because in combat, it's reduced total weapon malfunctions by 75% or more.
Wow.
And we sell probably more of it to the Middle East to fight ISIS than we do the rest of the world combined. But we have another product called Superzilla that's it's also a cleaner, a lubricant, a penetrating oil made from plants.
Uh-huh.
But it's going to be featured on the DIY Network in HGTV on July 30th and HGTV on August 4th.
Exciting.
They selected it as the best product in the National Hardware Show in Las Vegas.
Wow.
And so what I'm trying to do now is build up my inventory to handle the orders from the TV shows that are coming up.
Okay.
I've also got several radio interviews with different radio stations after that happens. But anyway, I've borrowed money from my bank. I've got lines of credit and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But my bank is looking at historical numbers going forward. The problem is I've got plenty of inventory to cover historical sales. What I
right.
don't have is inventory to cover the potential for what these TV shows are going to do for us.
Right. Hey,
so
can we look
at other options.
Okay. Can I get that reservation code? That way I can pull up your file and then we can go from there.
Okay, just a second here.
No problem.
My glasses. I'm going to put my glasses back on. Reservation code is 2111-2101-0049-0198.
Could you do slower? I got to type it into my computer there. I have the last part
okay.
was the
2101-0049.
Okay.
-0198.
Okay. Let me just pull up your file here real quickly. That sounds really exciting. That sounds unbelievable. So I'm speaking with Don Kettles, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Top Deck Products. Let me just pull up the screen here. My computer is being really slow right now. Don, is there a good number to reach back out to you in case we are disconnected, God forbid?
This number here is my 517-930-0681.
0681. Okay. All right. I just want to confirm a little bit.
Is the Bank of Cardiff actually a bank, or is that just what you guys call yourself?
We are a business bank. We're not a depository bank in the
okay.
aspect that we don't take your deposits and leverage them against you when we lend you your money to you. We're a business
okay.
bank. So I just want to confirm a little bit of information we have on file,
sure,
and then I'll be more than happy we can answer any questions. Are you still located
okay.
at 2902 Sanders Road, Lansing? Michigan?
Right.
Okay. And the classification of your business, is it a proprietorship, partnership, LLC?
It's an LLC.
LLC, okay. And then lastly, what would be a good email address just in case I need to send you out any information?
You can send it to info@topduckproducts.com.
Products.com. Okay. Thank you there. So, yeah, what you received was an offer for funding. It sounds like you're looking for working capital for inventory. If you could just elaborate a little bit more, I can guide you in the right direction and see if we have a good product that'll be a good fit for the business.
Okay.
So you're looking for inventory for what potentially what could be a really good thing for you. Was there a specific dollar amount in mind that you're looking for?
Well, you know, at this point, anything will help. Bank of America is supposed to get back with us, too, of what they might do.
Okay.
I've got an offer from another company similar to yours that I'm not really thrilled with.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, we're looking to sell from the shows about $1.8 million worth of product.
Okay.
I've got enough in inventory to maybe cover about 50% of what that might be.
Okay.
So I'm looking at some place in the neighborhood of, you know, $150,000 to $300,000 to purchase the extra inventory we need to have it here ready to go when the show's here.
Okay. And are you familiar with working capital programs and how they work at all? If not, then no problem. I can explain it to you.
Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So the way that our working capital program works is we're able to lend 10 to 15% of the top line revenue of your previous year's sales. Would you happen to know a ballpark of what you did last year as far as sales are concerned?
Yeah, last year we did, I can tell you exactly in just a second.
Okay.
Okay, banking reports, sales. No, I thought it was. Oh, yeah, I saw it work. We did $729,740.77.
Nice, nice. Okay. So just based off that number, at the higher end of things, we could probably lend you, to start out with, you know, around $100,000, $110,000 if that would help the cause. Additionally, we can probably increase that after we've established some history there, you know, halfway through the term, whatever that may be, we can extend it, bring on more money, but I know that that need sounds like it's pretty immediate. Would that 100, 110
yeah,
be able to...
And actually, that would help us, honestly. That would help us a lot.
Okay.
It would... because really, honestly, we could probably... We're probably looking at... We could pay this thing off probably by the 1st of September, honestly. I also have an order pending, just so you know.
Okay.
I have an order pending that's been approved by the government of Saudi Arabia for a purchase of $625,000 of our product.
Wow.
And I'm supposed to receive that money sometime between now and July 25th.
Okay.
So our profit in that order is around $290,000.
That is excellent.
So and it's been approved. It's been out of the Saudi Air Force. I'm just waiting for finance to fund it. So that's what I'm waiting for.
Okay. And with regards to our loans, there is a discount for early payment off, depending on the program that you would fit into. A couple programs have 25% of the remaining interest would be eliminated from what you owe us. Other programs have 5 or 6% discount of the remaining balance. So there is definitely some rewards there for paying it off early. And these loans are typically designed for basically exactly what you're looking to do. They're short-term. They're designed to get you return on your investment, pay them off, get your tax write off at the end of the year, and then move on to your next project so you're not paying on something that you've already worked on, you know, 2 years down the road when you're working on other things, if that makes sense to you.
Okay.
Typically, first-time borrowers, the terms are anywhere from 6 months to 18 months. I've seen them all the way up to 2 years. You know, it just depends on what exactly you're looking for there.
Okay, which way would cost us the least amount of money, a 6 month or 18 month loan?
6 month, for sure, by a lot.
Okay, so let's look at this. Let's look at a 6 month loan then.
Okay. So you're looking.
I'm
at
looking
six...
for the least amount of cost to do this.
Okay. So yes, the shorter the term, the cheaper it is going to be for you. And we do have a couple different payment options. We have a monthly payment, we do have a weekly payment, and we have a daily draw as well, which is called a micropayment. So it's basically a month's payment broken down into 21 payments, Monday through Friday, no holidays and no weekends. It seems to be manageable for certain industries. That way they know just a little bit is coming out every day instead of a lump sum towards the end of the month. You know, people... sometimes get paid net 30, net 60, and they're really counting all their pennies until that next payment. This way it kind of helps them you know, keep track of things in a sense. But
Let me ask you this. Which way would be the least costly for us? I mean, it doesn't really matter to me whether it's monthly or daily. If there's a lower charge, then I'd probably go that way.
It's the same regardless if it's a monthly, weekly, or daily. It's just a convenience thing.
Yeah.
I'd probably just
do monthly. It's simpler for me because that's actually easier for me to keep track of. Plus,
okay.
The fact sometimes I'm gone for like a week or so,
uh-huh.
and if I'm gone that long, I handle things before I leave. So I, know exactly where the all the checks are written and what's going to come out of accounts and stuff. So that's what I'd be looking at.
Okay. Okay. And it's a real simple process there. One quick question for you. How would you rate your personal credit? You know, above average, average, fair?
Well, you got to understand, my personal credit probably is not that great. And I'll tell you what happened to me. Back in 2009, let me think. What all happened to me in 2009? My bank failed.
Oh.
When the bank failed, it pulled all my lines of credit. And so basically I had to scramble. And then when the FDIC took over my bank, I had SBA guaranteed loans at 1.5 over prime. So what I had to do is, so what the FDIC said, they said, well, you lost all your SBA lines of credit. I said, listen, I've got, you know, and I had a term loan that was still pending. Mm-hmm. So what the FDIC said is, we're going to charge you 10% interest. I said, but I got a contract that said I'm supposed to pay 1.5 over prime, which had been about 3 to 3.5%.
Right.
And the FDIC said to me, they said, oh, no, that doesn't matter because your bank failed. I said, but this is the contract with the federal government. I paid $10,000 to get 1.5 over prime, and I never missed a payment. So anyway, make a long story short, we got in a lawsuit over it, and they settled out of court with me.
Uh-huh.
But it's still, I had to keep the company afloat.
Mm-hmm.
I had to put a lot of money on credit cards. And then the credit card companies decided to raise my interest rate from 10% to 29% and 39%.
Good Lord.
So anyway, I got a huge mess. And then it was just one thing after another. Then, see, also in 2009, my wife was being treated for cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And the chemo treatment caused her to have a brain aneurysm that ruptured.
Holy cow.
And she just barely survived. She's doing okay now. My dad was being treated for leukemia in 2009, and he died last July.
I'm sorry to hear that.
My sister was being treated for pancreatic cancer in 2009, and she died in 2012.
Wow.
So anyway, make a long story short, I'm basically digging myself out of this huge hole. My wife's medical bills were huge, and I finally got all those settled.
Okay.
And so anyway, make a long story short, I don't know how good my credit is. I don't really owe anybody anything, but sometimes I'm late making a payment only because I've had so many things I've had to handle here where I didn't have lines of credit and stuff.
Yeah.
But as far as owing anybody really anything, I mean, the bank has never missed a payment. I mean, once in a while I miss a car payment or my house payment might get delayed a month or so, but I always get it caught up. In matter of fact, once I get this Saudi order, you know, I have a ton of cash available to me.
Sounds like it, yeah.
But anyway, make a long story short, my personal credit is probably not the greatest in the world, but like I say, I don't owe anybody. I left through 2009. I didn't file bankruptcy like the big banks did. So anyway, basically, you know, where I'm at. I mean, like I say, I don't really owe a lot other than the money I owe in loans to the bank.
Gotcha. Okay, you know, we deal with credit tiers A through D, so if you're not, you know, your credit's not exactly perfect, you know, it's a non-issue. We can find a program for you. Just the reason I ask is, you know, it obviously if your credit's a little better, it's going to be a little bit better program that you may fit into, so that was the reason I asked that. We could definitely still work with you with regards to the your gross annual sales from last year. And it sounds like a decent industry as well. How long have you been in business?
2004 was when we started the company. We didn't have any sales for till 2006.
Okay.
And we've been selling since then. We lost money in the company every year until about 2014. We made about $25,000, and in 2015, I think the auditor's report showed like $50,000 or $60,000 in profit.
Okay. So the business is definitely picking up, it sounds like, with these orders and all the exposure you're getting, which has got to be exciting.
Well, yeah, between the Saudi stuff that's coming in and the stuff that's going to be on TV, I mean, we expect to do about $2.5 million here in the next month.
Unbelievable. That's awesome. Very awesome. Well, you know what, Don, it's a very simple process to see what we can make available to you, and we work at a pretty expedited rate. we have a one-page application. We would look at 6 months of the most recent bank statements and then the first two pages of your most recent tax return. Once I receive that information, I can package it for underwriting. They take a look at it, and we could get you some feedback or perhaps an offer inside of 24 hours. If you like what we have to say, we can get those funds into your account in another 48 hours. So it's a very quick process.
Let me see if I've got your application with this letter. I may have it here.
You know what? Let me send you one out because I believe you might be charged for filling that out. I want to send you a free one so there's no
okay.
So there's no obligation to you. And I can shoot that out to you at info.topduckproducts.com.
Yep, that's it.
Okay, and then what I could do is just actually put a list of the other items that we would require, attach that application to that along with my contact information. So if there's any questions during the process, you can always feel free to reach out to me. I'd be more than happy to help you out or answer any questions you might have.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
What kind of charges are we looking at for roughly $100,000? I just want some kind of ballpark numbers before I spend all the time filling out applications.
Sure, sure. So in a best-case scenario, it is unsecured cash, so it is going to be a little more expensive. So if you borrowed $100, in a best-case scenario, you'd pay back $110. If with those discounts, though, it would be less than that if you're doing an early discount payback. So that would be best-case scenario.
Okay, so basically, but it would be $110 if I paid it back in 6 months, but if I paid it back in like a month, then it would be discounted from that. Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
Depending
on the program, it could be 5 or 6% of the remaining balance. It could be 25% of the remaining interest on the loan. So there's a plethora of programs there. It's just a matter of seeing where you would fit and, you know, which would be the best fit for you.
Okay. All right. What I'll do is, if you want to email me that, I'll be back out working. I work every night till about 10. So I'll fill it out and I'll get it back to you, okay?
Sounds good. You know, take a time to look at it. I could even follow up with you before you want to send anything back, or if you just want to see what we can make available, that's fine too.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. How late are you working? I mean, you're on the West Coast, are you? Where are you at?
Yeah, I'm in San Diego, California. I'm actually going to be in the office for another hour here, but then I get back in tomorrow at 6:30 Pacific Standard Time, so I think that's 9:30 your time.
Oh, that's fine. I want to talk in the morning. That's fine. I'll just get it to you in the morning, and you'll have it. We'll go from there. You know,
sounds good.
A terrible place to live in San Diego, isn't it? I mean, you got that perfect weather year-round. Don't you get tired of that out there?
It's just god-awful.
but somebody's got to do it, don't they?
Yeah, you know, why not be me? You know, ironically, though, we're dealing with this crazy heat wave right now, so it's not a real fun area to be. It's about 101 degrees with like 90% humidity right now, which is completely,
really?
Yeah, completely bizarre for this area. So it's nice to be in an air-conditioned building right now.
You know, I took my wife out there to meet my daughter who's going to college in Los Angeles, and and we went down to San Diego to do a gun show. Actually, it was someplace, I think, north here. But anyway, we were there doing this gun show, and lo and behold, they had a thunderstorm. And the people there said, we had never seen this before. My wife says, wouldn't you know, I come to a place that was supposed to have the most perfect weather in the United States, and they have a thunderstorm.
Yeah, wouldn't you know it? That's probably the one day out of the entire year that would happen too.
Yeah, it was just crazy. Everybody there said, my God, it's raining. It's raining. It's thunderstorms. Actually, I got a good friend that lives in San Diego. He actually lives on the beach there. I think Michael McCafferty.
Uh-huh.
And he's a character and a half. So he's always something else. So anyway,
yeah.
In my previous life, I used to build airplanes. So my dad and I owned an airplane manufacturing company.
Wow. Well, what was the name of that company?
It's called Classic Aircraft Corporation. We used to manufacture the Waco biplanes, and my dad and I started it from scratch. We built our own tooling. We certified the airplane, and we had it for about, God, I think I had that company. We had that company from 83 until 97, and we sold it to a group of investors out of New York.
Interesting. That sounds like you had some pretty cool businesses in the past.
Yeah, actually, this company I got right now,
yeah,
I probably get an offer to purchase it or invest in it about every 2 weeks from somebody.
Well, that's got to be a huge compliment right there. Obviously, you've created something that is highly desirable.
Yeah, and there's a company out there called Telebrands.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been coming to me trying to get me to make a deal with them. They're the guys that market all this stuff like the, you know, like the laser shower and the expandable hose and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And they want to cut a deal with me to market my Superzeal product. And they said we'll sell 100,000 bottles a week.
Ooh.
The problem I'm having with them is that their deal with me is so one-sided in their favor. I mean, I might make quite a bit of money with it, but still, it's too unbalanced, if you know what I mean.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Every 2 weeks I wait, they call me up and sweeten the deal. But they claim they spend $100 million a week on advertising products.
Oh, wow. Well, that's definitely, it looks like you have something in your back pocket. If, you know, all those fails, you could definitely go back to them and say, hey, you can start marketing my product now.
Well, actually, to be honest with you, Saudi Arabia, my distributor, they're telling me if I ever want to sell the company, to call them and they'll buy it.
That is, wow. So there's some options there, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, I'm actually putting together a business plan for Saudi Arabia. They've offered to build me a plant and buy all the equipment and not charge me a penny just to create the jobs in Saudi Arabia if we paid for the government. And my distributor, to own part of it, is going to give me a lump sum payment of several million dollars.
Wow. Thank you. So what is this product? How did it come about?
Well, the Godzilla product came about because after I sold the airplane companies, one of my son's friends came over the military.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, how's the military? He says, terrible, because I didn't know what the hell was going on. I thought, I just shooting a bull. And I said, what's wrong with the military? He said, well, look at my hands. They're full of these huge cuts and sores. And I said, what's causing that? He said, well, the military cleaners are eating the skin off my hands. And he said, they give us no gloves and no protection.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got a whole MSDS sheet that says, if this comes in contact with your skin, it can cause liver and kidney damage. It can have systemic effects on lungs, liver, and kidneys. And blood. And I go, this is crazy. I said, I can't believe we're giving this description. No warnings and no gloves. So then this unit came back from combat in Iraq. And I said, have you got the problems of these cleaners eating the skin off your hands? And they said, well, that's the least of our problems. I said, what's your biggest problem? He says, if we're in a firefight in a sandstorm for more than 30 minutes, every gun will jam.
Oh,
and
man.
I said, what does the military tell you to do? He says, the military tells us to clean our guns every 30 minutes. But he says, how do you clean your guns every 30 minutes in a sandstorm in a firefight at night?
Right.
So I said, what do you do? He says, we carry extra guns in plastic bags.
Mm-hmm.
And when the first gun jams, we take the second gun out and shoot that. I said, what happens if that one jams? He says, we're dead.
Oh, my God.
He said, we've lost numerous battles. We've lost, eight people, 11 people. There's been a whole bunch of reports of losing everybody in a battle because all their guns jammed.
You know, it's funny, is you'll never hear that on the news.
Nope. But military reports have even said that, because their report always says all the guns are jammed, but it's because of improper maintenance because they couldn't clean them every 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we came up with a product called Godzilla, and it's a cleaner lubricant made from plants, so it gets rid of the hazardous chemicals.
Yeah,
but nothing sticks to it, so the lubricant can work without the sandpaper effect in which jams the guns. So we've had commanders tell us they had 24 men pinned down by enemy fire for 3.5 hours in a firefight, in a sandstorm, and not one weapon malfunctioned using Godzilla.
That is amazing. That's awesome.
Now here's the part that's screwy. We sell this to all the federal agencies, all the federal training facilities, even the Secret Service back to president. But the military refuses to buy from them unless we give them the formula and pay them $75,000. So what we've done since 2008, if your unit's in combat and you want Godzilla and you have no military money to buy it for no military money to purchase it,
mm-hmm.
we'll ship you the product for free. So every 2 weeks we ship cases of Godzilla to combat troops for free.
You got it. That's awesome. That's way awesome. I mean, you're saving lives right there, to be honest with you.
I've actually had guys walk into my booth at shows.
Yeah.
Say, thank you for your product. It saved my life in combat. They will tell me a story.
That's got to be a good feeling right there, just to know that.
Thought it ever happened.
Yeah.
So it's kind of funny. So in the middle of July,
mm-hmm.
we are going to a ceremony in Washington, D.C., because my uncle was a helicopter pilot in Vietnam, and the President of the United States is going to give him the Medal of Honor for what he did in Vietnam.
Wow. How come it took so long, isn't it, to get that?
Because when Vietnam ended,
mm-hmm.
nobody wanted to admit what happened. Nobody wanted to talk about Vietnam. Nobody wanted to honor anybody. They're going back now and trying to honor some of the people that did some really heroic things.
Right.
And that's why he's getting honored.
Well, better late than never, I suppose, right?
Yeah, he should have got it. I mean, what he did was really amazing. It's been in the news, it's been in USA Today and everything, but what he did was really amazing. I mean, just to get the damn helicopter off the ground was just amazing, because the damn thing was so shot up, and it was overgrown, and the average helicopter pilot would never probably got it off the ground. So, matter of fact, he flew 676 missions, combat missions, and nobody ever lost their life in his helicopter.
That's got to be some kind of like national record.
Well, the interesting thing is, we lost 6,500 helicopter pilots in Vietnam. You're more likely to die in Vietnam as a helicopter pilot than you were as a ground troop.
That is interesting. That's an interesting fact right there. I would have never thought that. But
I didn't
again,
either, till they did this. Yeah, they did this thing, the ceremony in Ypsilanti several months ago for my uncle, and all this stuff kind of came out. So anyway,
very interesting. Very interesting. Well, that's awesome. Congratulations for your uncle. That should be a fun trip.
It's going to be interesting. If I get the president's ear, I'm going to tell him they need to get Godzilla for the troops in combat, just like they use it for him to protect him.
Yeah, you might as well just go straight to the source, you know?
Well, that's the way I look at it. Well, there's actually, he makes a presentation in his reception where you kind of mingle.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know if I'll actually get a chance to talk to him or not. There's only 100 people there, so maybe I will. I don't know. Who knows? But we'll see. I've never shied away from an opportunity, I can tell you that.
And that's probably one of the better opportunities coming at you.
Well, the other thing is, they have a ceremony in the Pentagon that takes all day with a similar thing, where they have, you know, a ceremony, and then they have a reception and everything. So
yeah.
All the generals, the head of the military is there, the head of all the DOD, everybody's there. So, anyway, we'll see. What I didn't know, though, is that it's customary for anybody to salute a medal honor recipient if they're wearing the medal. So if a four-star general walks by my uncle, and he's got the Medal of Honor, he's supposed to salute him.
Really?
My uncle's only a lieutenant colonel. Yep.
Now, that's pretty cool. You just
yeah, that's kind of cool.
Wear that everywhere all the time.
I would. Why not? Open doors, you know?
Exactly. Hey, but Don, I don't want to take much more of your time here. What I'll do is I'll put together that email for you of the requirements that we would need, and I can get that out to you in about 10 minutes here. And did you want me to just follow back up with you in the morning as soon as I get in?
That's fine. I'll be here in the office. You can call me on this number, and I will get it back to you tonight sometime. I'll come back here about 7 o'clock, and I'll get it out then. Okay?
Sounds good. And then my direct dial will be on there as well. So if there's any questions between now and then, please feel free to reach out to me. I'd be more than happy to answer any questions you would have.
All right. Thanks. I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, I appreciate your time, and we'll talk tomorrow.
Sounds good. All right. Take care.
Yep. Thanks, Don. Bye.